The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Many years ago, yeah. Like pretty close to the beginning of the time we were out here, we had an intern named Colleen Wolf.
Little.
And it was the intern contest that we would do. Yeah. And we had her drive all the way out here from Philadelphia just to say to somebody, "You're fired."
Yes. She loved it.
And she took that job.
Yeah.
And now she is a star on the NFL Network, their best host, really.
Yeah.
And she is on live with us right now, Colleen Wolf. Hi, Colleen.
Angelo, first of all, happy Angelo Cataldi Day. And let me just say, firing people for you is the best job I've ever had.
All right, but you remember you used to come all the way out here, Colleen, but then you would tell somebody they were hired and we give them something, right?
That was like less fun, though.
She loved firing people. Who knew that years later you would be a major star and working at NFL Network? We're so proud of you, Colleen. I can't even begin to tell you.
Started with you guys, honestly. This radio show changed my entire life. I was going to be an art teacher, so this was never the plan, and you guys, Rhea bringing me in and this entire show changed the entire course of my life.
It's incredible.
Wow.
We're so pleased with how this all worked out. Kyle, are these great matchups this weekend for the NFL?
Oh, I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am about these games. Obviously, to be home. I'm in Philadelphia right now for the game. I'll be over at the link on Sunday. But both of these games are so good. The final four teams, they've been excellent all season long. And the Niners and the Eagles are so interesting just because they are so similar. It's like mirror images, the two teams. So this one's going to be so, so difficult to call ahead of time.
All right, but we're looking here at the best defense Eagle will face this year, right, Kyle? The Niners are the best defense in the NFL.
Oh, no question. How about the job D'Amico Ryans has done?
Wow.
Like, for some reason, I feel like I can feel like I'm part of that because D'Amico Ryans was on the Eagles before. So it's like, you know what? It all started with the Eagles. Maybe they had something to do with this. But the Niners' defense is so good because it all starts with Nick Bosa. And the way that he plays off of the edge, and they use him all over the place. So he can go up against Lane Johnson. He can go up against Jordan Mailata. They have to look out for him on both sides. But I will say it's not like how the Eagles are built, because the Eagles have multiple players that can rush the quarterback, have multiple players with double-digit sacks. And Nick Bosa, I mean, he's the guy that runs everything there. And then there's like a big fall off in terms of sacks.
Hey, Kyle, Al Morganti, you know how much you respect him. He said the whole thing comes down to quarterbacks. Quarterbacks win in the biggest games, and that's where the Eagles have a huge advantage, don't they?
Because these teams are so similar, both teams have good offensive lines, both teams have great defensive fronts as well. But that one place, the most important position in all of football, is the quarterback position, and that's absolutely where the Eagles have the edge. And they also have home field advantage. And when you think about it, Brock Purdy, yes, he's a rookie. He hasn't lost yet. So he really hasn't played in any hostile environments. You could say Seattle because, yes, that's loud, but Seattle and Vegas are the only two road games he's ever played. So then you put him in Philadelphia, and if they get a strip sack or a turnover early and fall behind, that's going to be a problem for the Niners.
All right, hold on. This is the one thing about Kyle now. She's seen all the major spots in the NFL.
Yes, yep.
Kyle, how do we rank in terms of noise and fan support for some of the big other places in the NFL?
Oh, I mean, this is the top. Are you kidding me? First of all, I'm completely biased. But this is the most hostile environment. Philly fans don't play around. They never have. They never will. And especially in a title game. The Niners are toast. A couple of the Niners actually talked about it. I think it was Trent Williams who talked about it this week, saying, like, no matter what, every time he's ever played here, it has been an issue. Philly fans, they let you know early that you are not welcome, and they continue that throughout the entire game.
Kyle, you clearly do not hide your affiliation with this area.
No.
Does this cause any trouble for you on social media or elsewhere that you're an Eagles fan and you're open about it?
Social media, and I've been called into the principal's office multiple times at work, but I can't hide it. Like, I just need to be me. You need to be your own person in this world. You got to make your way that way, and I can't change. So I'm probably going to wear a pretzel sash on Sunday when I pick the Eagles to win this game, and I'm unapologetic about it.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love that. Now, I'm just curious. In this world that we're in now, Kyle, this is how it's changed since you work with us. Everybody's trying to get attention with super hot takes. I don't sense that you've fallen into that trap. Can you talk about the pressure there is on national broadcasters now to bring attention to themselves?
Yeah, that's not something that's ever been my bag, because I think a lot of times it's phony and people can see right through it. So you have to be genuine about how you actually feel. And I'm a terrible liar. So if I tried to have a hot take that I didn't believe in, everyone would recognize that right off the bat.
That's a great answer. I'm just curious. We know you have gone so far already. You have a goal? Is there an ultimate goal that you would like to someday do, Kyle?
And I'm doing it right now. This was never the plan. But from the moment I walked into WIP, I could not believe that this was a job that you guys had and this was a career that you made for yourselves. And so I caught this wave, and somehow I'm still riding the wave, and I don't know where it's going to take me or how long it's going to last, but, like, I just keep riding the wave and seeing where it goes.
Kyle, I got to tell you something. Al Morgetti, you know, yeah. Al.
Yeah.
You saw this from day one, didn't you? You said, wow, she's going to be big. Right?
Well, she's never going to be big.
Not in terms of height.
She's tiny.
No. Come on.
Not in stature. She's rather short. But, what did you see that made you know Kyle was going to be successful?
She's funny, and she works hard. And I mean, I knew from the beginning. I was like, this kid. So I could have fun with her. No matter what I did, she could deal with it.
Yeah.
Lighting everything on fire or whatever.
Yeah, Al did
trying
a lot
to cut my hair.
Yeah.
Yep, you did, Kyle. He did a lot of pranking with you, right? And you just sloughed it off. You handled it great.
You guys had me thinking that I was doing a live update, but Rhea was actually doing it. And Al comes in the studio with a vacuum cleaner and starts vacuuming around me. Like, what? This was amazing training. This is the best training I could have ever asked for the job that I have now.
And then you married well, too.
Yes. John Gonzalez. She's married to John Gonzalez, who was at NBC Sports Philadelphia. How's John doing, Kyle?
He's great. He's basking in the California sun, and he's still sleeping like a baby right now.
What a deal he got. Kyle, where will you be Sunday? It sounds like you're going to be in the parking lot somewhere.
Yes, we will be in the parking lot outside of Xfinity Live. I'll be with Mike Garafolo, Philadelphia's own. Yeah. Plus Kurt Warner, so it'll be a great time. You guys should stop down.
And you are predicting an Eagles victory. Is that correct, Kyle?
100%.
Hallelujah. Colleen Wolf, Kyle, we're so proud of you. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Guys, love you, Ange. Good luck. I still don't believe you're retiring, though.
Oh, it's true. It's happening, Kyle. Thank you, sweetie.
Bye, guys.
Colleen Wolf, one of the sweetest people. And I will say, Al.